Dozens of people packed into a room at the state capitol on Thursday for a public hearing on Foxconn's plans to build a huge plant in southeastern Wisconsin. An assembly committee heard testimony on a bill that would provide $3 billion in tax incentives to the Taiwanese company. Foxconn plans to invest $10 billion and eventually employ 13,000 people in a massive operation that would make LCD screens for TVs and other electronics. Governor Walker is pushing for the plant and the incentives package. As WUWM's Marty Michelson reports, some of Walker's top lieutenants were on hand to make the case for the legislation.
The LCD screen plant would be Foxconn's first major manufacturing operation in the U.S. Company officials have been scouting a few sites in Kenosha and Racine counties. Department of Administration Secretary Scott Neitzel told the Assembly Committee the plant is a once-in-a-generation opportunity. He credited the governor and other Republicans for making it possible.
The reforms implemented by Governor Walker and the legislature over the last 6 years have drastically improved the state's business climate.
Neitzel says the partnership with Foxconn would transform the economic landscape and establish Wisconsin as the nation's leader in electronics manufacturing.
This opportunity will produce a Wisconsin brain gain, which will end our brain drain.
Another person touting the agreement was Mark Hogan, CEO of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. He insisted that the state would not issue any tax subsidies until the company turned some soil.
Foxconn will not receive any dollars from the state until they begin making the capital expenditures and hiring employees.
Some Democrats on the committee were skeptical, including State Representative David Crowley of Milwaukee. He wondered whether the Foxconn plant would provide jobs to those who need them, such as his constituents who would have to commute to work.
I'm really concerned of those who are unemployed and underemployed and their ability to get to Foxconn. What are we doing to make sure that there's a public transportation infrastructure so people can get to these jobs?
Crowley got this response from Walker's team.
There are a number of assets on transportation that are in that corridor, and as I say, we have reviewed and looked at all of those, including the possibility of strengthening some of those options.
Another Milwaukee Democrat, Christine Sinicki, had a different question about the thousands of people who would work for Foxconn. She asked whether the state's generous incentives package would ensure that Wisconsin residents will be able to find employment.
You talked earlier about the issue of people from Illinois possibly getting these jobs. And I want to know if it's at all possible to put, if we could amend the bill, to put some type of provision in there that would call for the construction work and any work following be done by Wisconsin workers.
Mark Hogan of Weedick said he couldn't honor Sinicki's request.
We will fill as much as we can with Wisconsin residents, but naturally, we're going to look elsewhere. The company will look elsewhere.
Many others voiced their concerns at the lengthy hearing, including Stephanie Bloomingdale of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. She told the Assembly Committee that the Foxconn incentives package lacks guarantees related to working conditions.
The bill, as it sits right now, is silent on worker protections. In fact, in its current form, it does not even mention worker rights, trainings, skills, or safety.
Bloomingdale urged lawmakers not to rush the bill through the legislature. Yet lawmakers are expected to act relatively quickly on the package in hopes of a Foxconn groundbreaking in the not-too-distant future. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.